This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Kicking off hour number three with an emphasis on the kickoff, because we are going to talk about the Super Bowl, specifically the halftime show, and more specifically the reactions to the halftime show. The we in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan has the story that apparently some police aren't happy about Beyonce's halftime show performance. And not all of the police officers that aren't happy are getting the same response.
Yeah, well, go figure. The performance... And I didn't watch it, but I've seen plenty of the...
I watched it.
I've seen plenty of the pictures, and there's one where Beyonce is doing like a frog hop or something, and someone turned that into like a booty hop kind of
meme. Yeah, that's
meme.
Not what they're upset about.
No, they are. They probably enjoyed that just as much as I did. But no, believe it or not, you're not surprised. I know you're not. The performers were dressed in Black Panther garb, and they did a X in their dance routine a couple of times.
Right.
They were driving home. And Beyonce, of course, is a big supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement.
They were doing a dance routine for a song called Formation.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the thing and listened to it, and nothing was said by Beyonce or Bruno Mars or Macklemore or anybody else. Nothing was spoken about how police are horrible, but some people are upset because some of the dancers took a picture of themselves holding a sign that says Justice for Mario, in reference to Mario Wood, who was killed by San Francisco police not too long ago. And that, in addition to the, well, they were dressed like Black Panthers and they did the salute, so, therefore, bad. That's what has people upset.
Well, curious, and I heard this individual, I don't know who he is, Sheriff David Clark. Chris, you say you've heard of him before.
Yeah.
So, he came out, I saw him on Fox Business, and he basically said, hey, look, in those Black Panther-type uniforms, quote, in those would that be acceptable if a white band came out in hoods and white sheets in the same sort of fashion? We would be appalled and outraged. And, all right, I heard that. I was like, yeah, he's kind of right. I mean,
hold on. I've never heard, and I'm actually going to defend the Black Panthers here for a moment. I've never heard a single story about the Black Panthers lynching a white man and burning a cross in his front yard.
I've heard Black Panther members coming right out and saying that the white man needs to be killed. Now, whether they've ever done any of that, like the KKK have done, and we have, you know, historical proof, I don't know, but they're definitely...
There were some plots.
They're definitely very
a very
militant group, and they have a solution, and their solution involves killing white people. I don't know how many Panther supporters actually subscribe to that, but I've heard members say it.
Right, and, you know, again... I am only going to defend the fact that they have not done it.
Right. All right. So now, interesting.
So there is a difference between one group has wound up killing people they don't like. The other group has just said, we think people that we don't like should be killed.
Well, here's my question. If, the Black Panthers are a very small movement, and the question is, what's their population versus the white supremacist movement? Do you think there's a smaller, they're in the minority, would you say?
It's definitely a minority, because now you're talking about what minority is bigger, the minority of a minority group or the minority of a group that has the ethnic plurality.
What I'm saying is the white supremacists got away with it because they were in the majority, whereas the Panthers have never had a majority. If they did, I'm saying they would do it.
You're saying that the white supremacists are a majority white people?
When dudes were absolutely
out of your ever-loving mind, crazy man.
When dudes were getting lynched in the South, I'm saying that they were a majority.
No, I don't think the Klan was a majority.
The ideology was a it was in the majority.
Let me step in here and say that during the time period you were thinking of, anti-black sentiment among Southern whites was probably much higher than it is today, obviously.
Right.
And probably higher than there has been anti-white sentiment above blacks.
Right.
Would we agree that that's a likely?
I would say that there were more people that were racist, you know, 100 years ago.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to say that it was the majority of all white people.
Absolutely.
Because the majority of people just don't care.
Exactly.
Of the people that care and are outspoken, it was probably a plurality.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and venture a guess, just based on what little I know about the subject, but I will guess that there have probably been more Klan members in recent years, say over the next over the last 50 years, than there were Black Panthers that came up in their heyday. That those numbers are probably weighted in favor of the Klan. Doesn't make either of them right, but if this is a discussion about who had more racists on their side, I think the Klan probably won.
I think they win simply because
they win the
whites are the majority population demographic in this country. So you're going to have more options. There's more there to work with.
Right. Now, if you want to talk about violence, the Klan has a long history of violence. It's abhorrent. But there were incidences with the Black Panthers too, and killings and torturings and things like that occurred in the 60s, during their heyday. There is this resurrection of the new Black Panther Party. It's not the old, you know, under Huey P. Newton that was active in the 60s. But I don't know what their real ideology is other than, you know, if it's just, you know, Black Lives Matter and like that. I don't know.
So, Conan, you've got another story about another sheriff that said something, and a different reaction, apparently.
First of all, I have to say, Sheriff Clark is a black guy, and he was on a predominantly white Fox News, and he was very well-spoken. He might not agree with what he said, but he wasn't ranting or doing anything crazy. And, I was looking for that interview, and I found another one. So some other sergeant from Detroit pretty much said the exact same thing, except he did it on Facebook, and it was a picture meme. It was a picture of the Beyonce dancers, and then below it was the Beyonce dancers with white cloaks and hoods on, and he's like basically, if this is right, why is this? Is this also right? And, of course, he got in trouble for it, and he's under investigation, and if I understand correctly, he's a white guy. And he's from Detroit.
For what?
For posting on social media pictures that could inflame, the ideologies of certain individuals.
So, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think that, you know, this police sergeant should be allowed to be a racist on Facebook without any repercussion?
Repercussions from who? If he represents the people. If the people are going to come out and say that you're a racist bigot and we don't want you representing us, you know, by working for us, the people, then I think the people should be able to fire his butt. But I think he should be able to say whatever the hell he wants to say, but suffer the consequences of being maybe fined, or, you know, if he loses his job because the police chief said he should lose his job, then I might be against that. But if the people came out and says, hey, look.
But isn't the police chief supposed to be the representative of the people
within
the police department?
He's supposed to represent the city council.
Right. He's a paid employee. The police chief is probably not elected. That sheriff, David Clark, is elected. He reports directly to the people, not to anyone else.
So
if they don't like him, vote him out.
Well, the question is this: he's not a sheriff; he's a sergeant, I believe. The guy in Detroit,
right?
The police chief is directly responsible for him, and he calls on or he speaks to probably the city council of his area, and that would be the mayor. Someone needs to be accountable for this.
So I'm reading the story here from CBS Local Detroit.
where it says the police chief, James Craig, said the sergeant's views are not representative of the department or any other officer. The sergeant has since removed his post and replaced it with a message offering an apology. The sergeant remains on the job, although the incident is under investigation. It doesn't say what kind of investigation, doesn't say whether he's going to be fired, whether he could be fired.
It's a slap on the wrist.
What are your thoughts? Should he be even under investigation? Should he have removed the post? 855-450-FREE.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free call in line. where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. During the first 2 hours of the show, we talked about the Oregon situation and maps, because apparently people were interested in maps, and they called about maps, and you can call about anything. We are now talking, or we were talking about the halftime show, where some people are upset about the performance given by Beyonce and her group of backup dancers, where they were wearing what was purported to be Black Panther Party uniforms and berets. They did a, you know, fist raising thing at one portion of the dance routine. And, well, there have been some police that have spoken out about it, and not everybody is reacting in the same way on that. We'll get back to that and your calls, but there's not much time left. Not much time left to wind up ordering things for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. That's because Valentine's Day is Sunday, and there's only one day left to wind up getting guaranteed shipping to have it arrive before Valentine's Day from Sherry's Berries. Sherry's Berries offers giant, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. And for our listeners, you can double the amount of berries for just $10. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Again, get giant, juicy, fresh-dipped strawberries dipped in white milk and dark chocolate with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, or nuts. Berries.com, code FTL. Get those berries starting at just $19.99. Double the amount for $10 more. And we go to Skype. First Skype call of the night, actually. And it's our very own Mark. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't get to hear the first couple hours of the show. I was actually at seeing the sneak preview of Deadpool.
Can you back off of your phone just a hair, Mr. Radio Professional?
Mark, how was Deadpool?
It was glorious. I'm going to give it 4.5, just under like Matrix and Star Wars.
Oh, wow. A lot of. You didn't take a kid to this one, did you?
No, don't do that.
Which Matrix and which Star Wars?
Well, the first I don't want to be in a big argument about Star Warses and Matrixes, okay?
Matrices.
The first one.
First one, of course.
Okay, so the first Matrix and episode one of Star Wars, or fine. Episode four?
Four, five, and six, I would say, were all five-star movies,
okay.
As was Matrix. And in my opinion, so was Iron Man, the Dead Poets Society, every single one of the Tolkien movies that they've done, and a few others.
Hmm.
But I'm careful with doling out the five stars.
You only have so many of them.
I wait until I've thought about it for a period of time, and I would never dole out a five-star as walking out of a movie.
Yeah. I do, right. If Rob Schneider's in it. Hey.
So what I called about was the occupiers that gave themselves up this morning. And I listened for hours last night to the droning, nagging, and praying of what I heard there. And I can only imagine what the fear must have been like for these people. The realization that they were going to fail, that what they had given, that they were going to give up. They gave up so much, and they're going to give up so much more as time goes by, and that, you know, it was a zero sum game. Somebody was going to win, and somebody was going to lose, and we kind of knew what the outcome was. You know, if it was going to be either a bunch of four dead people or four people going to jail.
Right.
Turns out five went to jail, but that was Clive and Bundy at the airport. But I wanted to talk, I guess the one thing that really stuck out to me was, while this assemblywoman from Las Vegas was talking to these people, trying to talk them down, trying to get them to go give themselves up so that they could, you know, live and that kind of thing. There was this FBI agent, a couple of FBI agents. There was one named Mark, and the other one, I can't remember what his name was.
Ian?
And they were listening in the conversation, like, I don't know, 100,000 people must have been. And they were goading them.
Yep.
there. They were using the information and saying things like, oh, yeah, you think you're going to have coffee with that assemblywoman? I'm going to be having coffee with her tomorrow.
Yep.
You know, and like, chuckling about how these people were losing. They were
taunting and trying to get a reaction.
Yep.
And they wanted the reaction so that they could just shoot them and have a reason to shoot them, because there's less paperwork when dealing with a dead guy.
That may be the case. I'm not going to go out on a limb here.
I will.
But, that's why I'm almost drawn to that conclusion that you've come to. And because it was just so vile to listen to. These people are warriors, right? Like, and I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not like trying to lift them up on a pedestal or anything like that. There's lots of warriors. Graveyards are full of warriors. It's not a particularly, it's just a personality.
They're mercenaries.
No, I meant the four people.
Okay,
yes,
they are warriors.
These are people willing to stand up. And I think the FBI people are too. But in the military, you are taught respect for the other side if they're in uniform. Officers, are respected on either side. There's during surrenders, there's a certain formality and these sorts of things. And these FBI agents treated these people like trash, and it was disgusting to see.
It was almost like a dirty baseball game where the two teams are competing against each other, and they're at the point of spitting on each other. They hate each other so much.
Well, and I'll say, Mark, I mean, the point you bring up.
If the one team was full of adults and the other team was full of seven-year-olds, it's not like the FBI pulled up in bulletproof vehicles. I mean, there was no fair fight here. And this is the thing that I kind of wish that the one guy had done is, you know, like just dropped all his weapons, take his shirt off, and then challenged Mark to a fisticuff right there.
Yeah,
I'll turn myself in. But first, I want a fair fight right here in front of everybody, tough guy. You want to talk crap in front of everybody? You come out here and you show me just how tough you are, pal.
That probably would have been another charge to wind up charging him with.
I don't think it would be.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain dueling is still illegal in most places.
A duel? That's a fisticuff.
Yeah, which is a form of dueling. You are in. You are inviting someone into a fight, which is technically the definition of a duel.
Okay, let me try to pull this out of the absurd for a second. But I think, Mark, you make a really good point, and that is the difference I think we see between law enforcement and military. And you're right, the military does have that formality. Officers are treated with respect. We are supposed to obey the Geneva Convention and treat enemies that we may capture with some dignity and things like that. But that is absent in law enforcement. That is not part of it. And I've been part of some organizations that are made up of members of law enforcement and military, and that is something that we see and members bring up when it ends up going too far towards the law enforcement side. It kind of loses it.
Hold the line. We'll bring you back. I'm not sure if you have more to add. This is Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free call in line. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we've got Mark on the line, actually on Skype, calling in, talking about the Oregon situation. Mark, we were discussing this Oregon situation and what appeared to be goading on the part of the FBI agents to where they were sort of trying to provoke a response.
Yeah, very foul playing.
And, Chris, you had mentioned about there's sort of a split in the Oath Keepers sort of movement, if you will, between the more militarist, you know, the people that had the military background and the people with the police background over some sort of treatment of others. Delve into that just a little bit more before we get back to Mark.
Yeah, I think what Mark was talking about was dead on, that in... In the military, you are taught respect, and we treat our enemies with their rules. There are rules to warfare, and they're not always followed. Believe me, I mean that's certainly the case.
Yes, hospitals get bombed all the time, and it's against the international laws of war to bomb a hospital.
And worse atrocities. That's certainly true. But there is that.
Those are terrorists. They aren't actual militant. A lot of people don't see them as militants.
Right.
And so they can't. They would never respect our rights if we were captured. And so we're not going to respect yours. And next thing you know, we're going to have a human pile of Muslims, naked Muslims, and take their pictures and spread ham butter all over them.
Then let me put this a different way. At least members of the military believe that they are following a code that is somewhat has some level of honor to it, and. In law enforcement through the war on drugs and everything else has really evolved into it is us versus them, And everybody that is not one of us is a potential enemy of us. And we see it. You know, the Bill of Rights has pretty much gone out the window as the drug war is ramped up. So those are the two things you have where we, you know, I think members in the military are more likely to believe that they are following the oath of office that they took to protect and defend the Constitution, where that is not at the top of the thoughts of police officers in general. And I'm generalizing. There are good cops out there, and there are not so good cops.
You know, there were two types of soldiers when I was in the military that I had low opinion of. Officers, of course, most of them, 90% of them,
mm-hmm.
and military MPs.
Yeah,
getting out of the military, I've met a couple of good cops out there, but most of them I don't have any respect for. I mean, I know they're just doing their job, but I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't think they're working for the people, basically.
And they're not.
And they're working. They're working for
a paycheck, and that paycheck is given out by
however many taxpayers,
you and I.
You know, there's, you know, levels of whatnot between the theft and them receiving the money, so it's not them working for the people. You can't walk into the police station and say, "Officer so-and-so, you violated the rights of me and my next-door neighbor, you're fired." That's not how it works. Let's go back to Skype and get Mark's thoughts on this, as well as the topic that he actually called on, which was the Oregon situation.
Yeah, what I saw when I was watching the video last night for hours was I saw the FBI acting in a dishonorable fashion. You know, when you meet an honorable enemy, you should treat that enemy with honor. And they didn't do that. In my opinion, of them slipped last night. I really didn't expect to see what I saw. Now, I was hoping most of the time that this was some kind of policing tactic, that this was psychological warfare that was going to end up in these people, surrendering, or at least poorly executed psychological warfare. But what it looked like to me, was they were trying to goad these armed people into standing up and fighting for what little respect they had left for themselves so they could gun them down in the dirt.
Yeah, and, yep. You know, I'm honestly surprised, and I said this earlier in the show, I'll say it again, I completely thought 100% that when I woke up there would be 4 dead people in Oregon from the wildlife standoff. And I'm, you know, pleasantly surprised that I was wrong. I am pleasantly surprised that when I woke up this morning to record the news that the 4 occupiers were still alive. They had not yet turned themselves in, but the news was they were going to. And it does not surprise me at all that the FBI was trying to provoke a response so that they could just go ahead and shoot them to get it over
with. It's because they don't have respect for these 4 holdouts. They do see them as criminal terrorists and that they should be killed in any way possible. They have no respect for them. And just like some of the foreign policy that we're dealing with these days where, people don't have any problem whatsoever bombing the hell out of someone they don't know. They have no idea who these people are. It's just they're told that they're criminals and that they'll kill them in their sleep if nothing's done about it. And people feel the same way about these Bundy holdouts.
I don't think they're capable of seeing them as citizens. They can't see them as protesters. The word you used was criminals, and that's what it is. There's a law against doing what you did. Therefore, you are just a criminal, and we will treat you like any other criminal.
Criminal scum.
Let me break it to all of you. Breaking news, everybody listening to my voice right now is a criminal because you've all done something illegal.
Well, I know
that. Did they do it intentionally or did they do it
Doesn't matter, in most cases.
Well, of course, according to the law, yes, ignorance is not an excuse, but how many people are actually breaking the law intentionally?
Doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter. And there are so many statutes.
I think it does in the eyes of these law enforcement
Conan, I think it's pretty clear that everybody, including these law enforcers, has broken the law at some point. I mean, in many cases, you're talking about these things being misdemeanors and then these sorts of things. So people knowingly have committed misdemeanors and felonies. Many of the people who are listening to me are certainly felons, whether they've been caught or not. Mm-hmm. So and the law enforcers likely have done the same.
Yeah, there's the book that was written several years ago called Three Felonies a Day that talks about how people unintentionally violate at least three felony laws every day. And again, it doesn't matter if you knowingly or intentionally do a lot of things. Yes, those words are in some of the statutes, but not all of them. A lot of the statutes don't specify any mental state, just if you did it.
Right. If they were going to throw the book at you, ignorance of the law would not mean anything. But if you are intentionally breaking the law like these individuals do, I think the severity of their criminal scum title is increased. And if you're just, speeding, I mean, you might know that you're
still a criminal.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not.
You went 37 and a 35, you're a criminal. You jaywalked that one time, you're a criminal.
Well, these people, Conan, these people believe that they're fighting for the country. They consider themselves to be
patriots.
Revolutionaries in the sense that of the American Revolution. They believe they're returning us to the founding documents and these sorts of things. What they don't understand is after the Revolutionary War, those soldiers, had their property taken from them and all sorts of things like that. Mm-hmm. That's what the Shays Rebellion was about. But, the soldiers, America's been treating its soldiers and its warriors terribly for a very long time.
Yes, people in general, but yes, soldiers don't get a very fair shake. They're coming home with their legs and arms missing or the face melted off, and then their VA doesn't work for them.
But they're told that they're heroes, and so people then wind up, I want to be a hero too, and then they go and sign up for the military.
And no one is told that these vets are killing themselves off in record numbers every day.
What is it, 22 a day?
It's horrendous, and it's mostly the older generations who are probably having to deal with the VA
Well, it's not just them. A lot of the people that work for the drone program, they've seen horrible things. They've done horrible things.
And they can't sleep at night.
They can't live with themselves anymore, so they choose not to live. That is your military. That is what you worship. That is what you pay for. Tell me I'm wrong. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Time for your calls, if you make them right now. Maybe 855-450-FREE. So there's a story that I wanted to touch on, and it makes an absolutely outlandish claim. The story comes from Cato, and they're looking at polling results from Gallup. And Gallup has a new estimate of the number of libertarians in the American electorate. In their 2015 governance survey, Gallup found that 27% of respondents can be characterized as libertarian, the highest that it has ever found. The latest result also makes libertarian the single largest demographic of the electorate, compared to 26% who would be categorized as conservative, 23% at liberal, and 15% populist.
Okay, now how do they determine this? Are they just asking, what are you?
No, they're not asking people that self-identify as libertarian.
They're asking them a series of questions and basing their answers. Okay, well, that jives.
They are characterizing based on answers to questions.
So
27% of respondents can be characterized as libertarian.
So I think that jives with my experiences with my friends, and that's liberals and conservatives too. I find that most people I talk to, most of my friends, are fiscally conservative and socially liberal. And at a very high end, that sort of is baby steps of libertarianism. On the other hand, I have friends that identify as libertarians, self-identify as libertarians, because I don't like the Republicans and I don't like the Democrats, while having no idea whatsoever that libertarianism is an actual social philosophy. There's more to it than just, I don't fit into box A or B.
Mm-hmm. So they asked two questions, and they determined, based on the responses to these two questions, whether someone was conservative, liberal, libertarian, or populist. The questions: some people think the government is trying to do too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses. Others think that government should do more to solve our country's problems. Which comes closer to your view? Question number two that they ask: some people think the government should promote traditional values in our society. Others think the government should not favor any particular set of values. which comes closer to your view?
Mm.
And it's based on the responses to those two questions that they determined that libertarians make up 27% of the electorate, which is now the largest single demographic of the voting population. Thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, I mean, look at the results from Tuesday here in New Hampshire,
where 65% of voters did not vote for Donald Trump.
Well, I'm thinking the turnout for one thing, and the Trump results and the Barney results. These two guys, and like them or hate them or just don't even care about them like me. But look at their the results.
I don't think you can compare the 60% of the vote that Bernie Sanders received in the Democratic primary to the 35% that Donald Trump received in the Republican primary.
Well, no, I think that at least what I got out of that, Conan, was that people are fed up with Washington. They think that they want something other than business as usual. And
the two-party system.
And the two-party system. And that can be construed in some ways as a rebuke of how things have been going on. And some people will look to libertarianism being that disgusted, and some people will look to other political philosophies like socialism.
So the Cato article here asks, so why isn't all this supposed libertarian sentiment being reflected in candidates and elections? There have been plenty of analysis in the past week, including that of the author of this article, about why Rand Paul did not attract this potentially large block of libertarian voters. Maybe, he surmises, people don't see issues as equally salient. Some libertarians may wish the Republicans weren't so socially reactionary, but still vote Republican on the basis of economic issues. Some, as Lionel Shriver writes in the New York Times, feel forced to vote for Democrats because the Republican social agenda is retrograde, if not lunatic, at the cost of unwillingly endorsing cumbersome high-tax solutions to the country's problems.
I believe that probably a lot of liberals that could get behind a Rand Paul-type candidate had no clue that he even existed. All they ever hear in the news is Trump and Cruz and these other yahoos.
I had a lot of conversations, and I live in a town that's pretty dang liberal. I mean, it's mostly Democrats. We saw that at the polls. And I had a lot of people, because I talked to a lot of people about the election, and they were like, you know, Rand Paul, I kind of liked. And that was the only one they would bring up. I had one guy bring up Kasich. That was the only other Republican.
Of course, if they're registered Democrats, they wouldn't be able to have voted for him in the primary anyway.
Exactly. But it was interesting that Rand Paul consistently came up with Democrats as, well, you know, I kind of liked what he had to say.
Because their only other option is, and who knows, vote for Kasich, but you got the Hillary versus it's really Hillary versus Bernie.
And from a libertarian standpoint, I don't see how any libertarian could ever support John Kasich, because he spent millions of dollars to illegally remove the Libertarian Party from the ballot in Ohio.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you...
The competition.
If you're opposed to the two-party system, why would you support somebody that spent millions of dollars to illegally remove competition from the ballot? Now, back one thing that I want to touch on in this article, they ask why more people don't show up as libertarian in most other polls where they ask, are you conservative or liberal?
Because they're not voting.
No, it's because, no, you don't vote in a Gallup poll. They call and ask you questions. The reason people don't show up as libertarian in Gallup poll surveys, generally where they ask, are you Republican or are you conservative or liberal, they don't ask if people are libertarian. And they generally will mark that as other.
Right.
If somebody self-answers, they mark that as other. So it's very hard. And this is the same reason that, you know, your Gary Johnsons and your Jill Steins and Michael Badnarik's don't show up very highly in the pre-election polls that determine who goes in the debate, is they don't include the Libertarian or the Green Party or the Constitution Party And then you do have, you know, a small segment of the population that will volunteer that as an answer. And then they say, oh, yeah, and this other guy got 3% in the survey.
Right.
It's hard to get 15% in a survey that you're not an option for.
Putting three people in the ring is too hard for most minds, Dale.
But yet they had pre-primary debates with 11 Republicans on stage.
And people got tired of that crap real quick. It was just overwhelmingly 2 hours of nonsense.
They had three debates with ten or more candidates.
And they had the little kids Republican debates as well.
Right, but they had three debates.
little kids table.
With 10 or more candidates. And then all of the other ones have had more than six. So it just shows that you can have a debate with more than two people. But the problem is the Republicans and the Democrats control the CPD, and that's who sets up these pre-general election debates. And the Republicans and the Democrats, they don't want any actual competition. They want this illusion of competition.
The only debates I watched was the bad lip singing debates because they were worth watching.
Oh, those are hilarious.
The rest of it's just poop coming out of elitists' mouths, and I have no time for that.
Speaking of poop coming out of the mouths of elitists,
don't even take it there to my game of the week.
Tell us about your game of the week.
Game of the week is actually turning into game of the last 2 months because I can't afford the new Fallout, and because I don't have the money or am unwilling to go watch the new Star Wars, I took it to the next level. Free to play Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I'm playing it on Android. I believe that it's also available on the iPhone. It's a strategic squad-based RPG. It's all about collecting the characters. You're paying your shards to unlock characters and build up their stats so that you can take them into PvP and play other people's squads. It's a free to play. You can pay to win. That's always an option. But usually the pay to win games, a lot of times shoot themselves in the foot,
right,
and ruin it for everyone. And the only ones who can actually enjoy the game are the ones who are actually paying for it. This is one of those games where you don't have to pay. There's a little bit of grinding involved. I would probably not play this game if I didn't have like stupid Netflix shows to watch at the same time. So I'll actually have my two screens up and running. I'm working with a new app called BlueStacks, which allows me to play apps on my computer.
Yep, plays it.
And I can blow it up to on my 40-inch, and this game looks beautiful.
Wow.
It's just, I can't not recommend it.
And what was the name of the game?
The game is Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. It's actually by the Disney and the, you know,
Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, available Android, iOS, PC.
Correct. It's fairly new. Came out mid November.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow night online. In the meantime,
commerce movement. Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.